Hey, what is going on, everyone? This is Greg, and welcome to the first episode of the Grilling to Get Away podcast with Greg and Ben. In this week's episode, Ben and I talk about how we first met, how we got into grilling and barbecuing, and then also we talk a little bit more about our first grills and then also our first cooks on those grills. So you'll want to stick around to hear how those turned out. As with everything, too, there was a learning curve. So you'll notice at the beginning there's a little bit of chuckling as I forgot to hit record the first time we started talking. So we got about 5 minutes in before I noticed, and, we picked back up right away. But as with anything, there's a learning curve, so we hope you enjoy it. Again, welcome to the first episode of the Grilling to Get Away podcast.
Oftentimes, life is demanding, stressful, and just won't stop. When needing to take a break, we like to light up the charcoal and crack open a cold one. The Grilling to Get Away podcast is an ongoing conversation about all things barbecue and grilling, from our backyard to yours. So if you sometimes don't know what the heck you're doing, if you like to learn, and if you don't take yourself too seriously, you're in the right spot.
Hey, what is going on, everyone? This is Greg,
and I'm here with Ben. How you guys doing?
And this is the Grilling to Get Away podcast. We're so excited for you all to be here. We've been wanting to do this for a while, but funny story. This is our first episode, and I forgot to hit record after about 5 minutes. So we're doing this again, man. This is a perfect way to start out. We're all loose, ready to go. We're really excited to start this podcast. This is something that we've been talking about for a while. And today, this first episode, I think we're really going to get into who we are, how we met, and why we grill and do what we do. Why don't we jump into that, Ben? Like, how did you and I, first meet? Where were we? What were we doing? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a good story. So it was 2006. It's my freshman year at college. We were both playing college soccer together here in southeastern Wisconsin. And I remember, you came in probably about a little halfway through the season, right? And you played goalie. I was playing defense. I remember we are one of the first practices that we had at like a local high school. We were practicing on a turf field to get ready for the weekend. And
I remember that.
There were about five of us, from the dorms that all rode together, and you. You drove by yourself and like, hey, does anybody need a ride? And you had your little S10 truck.
I miss that S10
so
much.
Yeah, and I went with you. That was nice. Really kind of the first time that we really spent some quality time together.
I think I remember that. And I think we clicked pretty well because I was a little bit older on the team because I had just gotten out of the Marine Corps and everybody thought I was a coach, but I was actually a freshman, redshirt freshman, and you didn't take any of my stuff, so I respected you right away. So we've been friends ever since, I think, our situational acquaintances, business partners, we started grilling and barbecuing really around the same time as well, I think. Shortly after we graduated from school.
Yeah.
What do you remember about that? I mean, so how did you get into grilling?
My dad's always grilled. It was kind of one of those things where it was almost kind of like a rite of passage, right? Like you weren't allowed to, work on it, touch the grill, do anything like that, cook anything until you were ready.
And,
you know, we would camp a lot and we'd cook over the open fires and stuff like that. So, it started off pretty young, I guess, but once I kind of got old enough, lived over here in Wisconsin for a while and, just kind of got that itch, I guess, you had your house and you had the grills and stuff too. So I remember my first grill was, one of those little, rectangular stadium grills, like specifically just for tailgating.
Propane.
And, propane had the little, little green tank and stuff.
Nice.
And, I'm trying to think. I think I had that, probably like, I want to say since about 2009. And I remember using that in the apartment and stuff. My girlfriend at the time, my wife, we just decided to get a grill, and that was what we went with. Yeah, kind of simple, easy to store and stuff, because we didn't have a ton of room. And but yeah, one time we were going to one of my sister's soccer games to tailgate, actually. Okay. And so I brought it along and need to get more propane, and I couldn't find any anywhere. So, it quickly became a charcoal grill. Just ripped all the tubing out, grabbed some charcoal, and never turned back.
Oh, that's outstanding. Is that what sealed the deal?
It sure is.
Yeah,
it's a nice. Great story. But yeah, haven't gone back. Just been using the bricks ever since.
Yeah. I actually started with propane too. With my apartments, you couldn't have charcoal or anything. So. I had one of those camping ones, like the Coleman ones, like stands. It's like on a stand, right? So it's like a glorified, camping one.
Did it fold up too?
Yeah, folded up. And, I had a little green propane tank. And, really all I was doing at that time was like brats and burgers and stuff, maybe a steak if I was okay, know. But it wasn't, that good. But, yeah, I didn't really start getting into really charcoal until I got the house and, that kind of stuff. But yeah, my first grill was propane, and my first grill at the house was another propane one. I didn't really get into finding a passion for charcoal grilling until I got my first Weber, my Weber 26, and I think it was a Father's Day gift, because I had been so into watching Primal Grill on PBS with Steve Reichlin, and I was just like, I was seeing him doing all these meat and fire and stuff, and I was like, and he's always had the Weber, and it was always the charcoal. So I was like, I need to get one of those. And I think my wife and my son, when he was he doesn't remember, but my first Father's Day gift was that Weber grill with the charcoal. That's awesome. So so did you graduate from your little portable one to something bigger? What was your next step from there?
Yeah. So honestly, we, after the apartments, we, settled down, got a house, and we closed on our house, January. Actually, it was, January 6th. So 8 years, today, been in the house. So yeah, kind of crazy, but, I remember my grandma always gives me money for Christmas. It's awesome. I love it.
$7?
Yeah. $10.
$7 check?
Yep. And that year, she's like, hey, I want you to get something for the house. And that's what I put the money towards. Bought a 22-inch Weber grill and been cooking on it ever since. Awesome. So, yeah. But, what about you? I know you've got quite the battalion out there.
Yeah. So, I had the propane one. It was a large propane one. I didn't really like it that much. I never really use it. I don't know why. It just I didn't connect with it. Right. It was just this propane grill outside. Yeah. And then I got the Weber kettle, for a Father's Day gift, and then my arsenal just started growing from there.
It sure has.
From my standpoint, that Weber was really kind of how I learned to grill and, smoke some meats, because you can do some smoking on it and stuff. So I really learned the ins and outs of, controlling some temperatures and, how to grill and how to prepare different types of meats and prepare to grill the smoke. So that's my go-to. That's my bread and butter. That's what I love to do. From there, I got a charcoal griller, one of those barrel ones with an offset. Still really good. It's a good, cheap, grill and smoker if you're looking to experiment with an offset. Pros and cons to that, it's cheap. The cons is that it doesn't really keep heat real well, especially in the winter. But then also I have, Weber Smoky Mountain, 18 inch, which I really, really love, especially during the winter. It keeps heat real well. And then I have another 18 inch Weber and then another kettle. So I got, I got quite a few, and I love the charcoal. I don't have any propane right now, no pellets. I did have an electric smoker for a while. It was a gift. I used it a few times, but again, it just wasn't my thing. I never really got a connection with it. That's where I'm at right now. Always looking to see what's the next thing. If I can justify getting one of those ranch kettles, huge ones, maybe I'll do that in the future. But what about you? What else you got?
Yeah, so kind of along the same lines as your Father's Day story, my wife and kids got me a Cuisinart smoker.
Yeah.
It's got the water drum in there and stuff. Okay. So another, just like you said, it's kind of it's a different way to smoke it, right?
Sure.
So it definitely takes a little bit longer. It's more of a game. So
yeah, it's, you know, it's the vertical smoker.
Oh, yeah.
So the, you know, smoke goes up. You got the water pan. You know, keeps it moist in there, and then you got the meat above the water pan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely another learning curve, right? So,
oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, just trying to gauge temperature, keep the temperature at a good spot. One, you don't burn it, but then two, like, you know, you don't take forever, right?
Yeah, so that, and like not over smoking it, kind of find like that happy medium, because otherwise you get that sour taste in the meat too, and it's just takes it out. So I can't tell you. Like I said, it's still a work in progress.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not going to ask you what your first meal was on the propane. I want to know, do you remember what your first cook was on your charcoal?
Yeah, I do. It was burgers.
Burgers.
One of the classic burgers. That was, just the classic burger. But, like, it wasn't – I don't remember it too much, to be honest. I don't remember it turning out like a hockey puck.
Okay.
But I'm sure I've had plenty of those.
Yeah,
but I don't think that one did. I think I watched that one pretty close. But man, I do remember, like, I've had a few memorable cooks, and one right shortly after we got it was Mother's Day, and we did wings. And
okay.
I don't know why, like, I remember that one quite a bit. And they turned out awesome.
Nice.
Like, yeah. And at the time I wasn't too familiar about, like, so much paying attention to the temperature. I just kind of heat it up and then throw stuff out on there.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, that's you can live and die by that.
Right. So did the wings turn out all right?
Oh, man, yeah.
They're
some of the, like I said, some of the best ones. That my wife always talks about them and stuff, like, for Mother's Day, and she always, do you remember that time we made the wings? And I'm not sure, because I think at the time, you know, we weren't making our own stuff at that time.
Yeah,
so I bought, one of our competitors, and they have, like, a, just kind of a medium or a hot.
Okay.
And I thought I bought, like, the medium, but I bought the hot.
Okay.
So, like, we're eating them. I'm like, God.
They're hot wings.
Yeah, these are some hot wings.
Oh,
like,
man.
So, yeah.
Do you like them hot?
I do. Okay. I do. And luckily she does, too.
All right.
So that's,
there's,
I think,
keeper,
that's
right?
kind of why it stuck. Jeez. But, man. But what about you? What was your first kind of
memorable cook? like I told you, man, I was in the Primal Grill, and, you know, he was always doing these big chunks of meat. Like, he was doing briskets and stuff. So my wife, you know, God bless her, she got me the grill, she got me the charcoal, and then she got me a brisket.
Oh, starting off with the heavy hitter, huh?
So, you know, me being naive and everything, I was like, I all I have to do is follow directions, right? So, but, and this was at the time, you know, what, 10, 12 years ago, when briskets weren't as expensive as they were, and they probably weren't as popular, maybe, so. But yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible. Talk about, like, a major failure on your first time. I tried doing everything by the book, you know, I tried, keeping temp and, you know, getting through the stall and wrapping it and all that kind of stuff. But no matter what I did, I think I didn't appreciate the meat at that time.
Sure.
Yeah. And, it turned out, like, it was like a brick.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And, you know, this big glorious chunk of meat that ruined, and she ate it and I ate it, but then, like, I was like, it's gotta be better than this.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about this meat and it can't be that good.
Yeah.
It can't be that bad. So that was my first one on that charcoal grill. And I would like to go on record and said my briskets after that got a lot better. But yeah, it was trial by fire, man. It was, here's this glorious piece of meat. Let's cook it up. Roger that. And it didn't turn out too well. But
that's fair. That's why we say learn from our mistakes.
Learn from our mistakes. Yeah. So, I mean, that kind of brings us, you know, do you still have that first charcoal grill that you got?
Honestly, man, I just got rid of it this past year.
Oh.
We went to a Brewers game. It was,
this is the portable one, right?
This is the portable.
This is the one that you ripped out the propane and you just made it into a charcoal.
Made it into the charcoal one. Yeah. And, It was on its last leg. That thing, like I said, it never had a temp gauge on there. It had like a little tin on down in the bottom, and I'd have to, like, slide that and use that to, like, kind of cover the air vents. Like,
sure.
I really didn't have anything else. So keeping heat in it was kind of difficult and stuff. But it was a great starter grill. But I just got rid of it this past year in 2021.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I mean, same here. Like, my propane grills are gone.
Yeah.
And if you do, you know, if you grill with propane, there's nothing wrong with that. Just for me, and I think with Ben, like, it's not where we felt the most connection. Like, like, ever since I started doing charcoal and then, you know, doing some stick burners and stuff like that with wood, there's just another level to it that, you know, I find, like, at peace with it.
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean, I think that's kind of what brought us together after school. And, you know, we lived by each other. We started grilling with each other. And that's kind of how we spent our time, was in the backyards grilling and stuff. And, you know, kind of when we were thinking about what do we name this? What do we name this podcast? And we're just throwing out all these names and stuff. And it all came down to the one question is, you know, why do we grill, right? And, you know, Ben, you said it. You said, you know, what did you say?
Well, we grill to get away.
We sure do.
So we use that as an outlet, just to kind of, again, try new things. And also kind of, this gets us in front of a lot of different people. I mean, a lot of people grill, you know, and again, like Greg said, we don't care what you use. I mean, we're just happy to be a part of it and have conversations with people and stuff. But we felt like there were a lot of people out there who probably kind of felt the same way we did. You know, you kind of start off with one thing and you move up and you slowly just kind of get better and better, hopefully.
Yeah,
But yeah, I mean, we, like I said, Greg and I we'd use it as excuses to kind of get together, to hang out, to drink beers, to
let out some steam a little
try
bit.
Try new things. Yeah.
I think for me, you know, it definitely is an art form. And the more that you are able to have somebody there with you that you can bounce ideas off of and create with, you know, it helps the process and it makes it easier. And it also, like, part of the getaway is, like, you know, we're able to, you know, talk about stuff that's going on in our lives while we're, you know, grilling and barbecuing and having a few beers. So part of the getaway is, like, we get away from all the stressors and stuff in life that's maybe, you know, bring us down, our challenges and stuff, and we get to, you know, have a few hours away to be able to bring ourselves back to center, right?
Yeah,
man. So no, I'm really excited we're able to do this podcast. So let's see here. So what are some other things, like, the audience can maybe look forward to from us in this podcast?
Yeah. So we're really looking to kind of just bring, I guess, our stories to the table. Some memorable cooks, also some, you know, both good and bad, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, there's probably more bad than good.
Good, yeah, that's fair. And like I said, just kind of helping people learn from our mistakes so they don't, you know, wreck expensive pieces of brisket and stuff like that. But
yeah, I did that, man.
Yeah, just, you know, recipes, good stories, hopefully, and maybe a few tips and tricks that we can share along the way that have worked or, like we said, have not worked.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that's the important piece is, like, we're always learning. Like, we'll never be the experts at this, and we're always learning and looking for new ideas and tips and recipes and tricks. So when we find those, we'll definitely bring those to this podcast and share them. You know, one thing that also has brought us together is we started a business, right? So we started a business last year, August of 2020, called Burn Pit BBQ. And, you know, a little bit about that is that, you know, we've always had this passion around grilling and barbecuing, and we thought that maybe we could start a business and do that. So we launched and we started a blog with recipes and tips. So you can go out there to our website, burnpitbbq.com, and see a lot of those things out there that we put out there. There's, you know, over 100 blog articles about tips and recipes and things like that. But then also we have all natural products. You know, it's important for us to not only create good content, but also create, and have available healthy, you know, barbecue grilling seasonings and sauces. So you can go out to our website again to check that kind of stuff out. But what else, man? What am I missing? What else should we talk about?
I'd say too, if you can also check out our Facebook page.
Okay.
You know, we do have a good following out there where, you know, we do have people posting a lot of, you know, pictures, recipes, things that they've tried.
Yeah.
You know, and again, we're the backyard guys. Mm-hmm. We're by no means competition guys, and but we have a good time doing it. And those are the people you're gonna find, you know, out on the Facebook page as well.
Yeah. So I think if you are maybe new to grilling, or not even new, but you like to learn, you like to have some fun, you know, this might be the spot for you. And we hope to create some value. And if you have any feedback or ideas or thoughts, you can always send them our way. Like Ben said, you go out to our website and send us questions, or you can follow us on Instagram, Burn Pit BBQ Guys, or Facebook, Burn Pit BBQ. There's a number of different ways to get a hold of us. So we hope you find some value. And this is just one of hopefully many podcasts that we record in my basement. We continue to grow and continue to meet new people and try new things. So I think we'll sign off with that one for the first one. And we'll look forward to talking to everybody next week.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you
appreciate
coming on.
It.